You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. One of the biggest issues emerging as California enacts its new realignment policy is jail space. Since low-level felonies no longer carry prison terms, counties must decide for themselves how to punish crimes like petty theft and drug possession. For many counties, that's a challenge. 32 of California's 58 counties are currently under court-ordered population caps. To move more people in, they have to move others out. The easiest way to do that is by releasing offenders on bail. But that system doesn't always work like it should. Criminal justice reformers have been criticizing the bail system for years without much success. But with the recession leaving more and more people short on bail money and realignment sending more offenders to jail, the idea of bail reform is starting to gain some traction. KLW's criminal justice editor Rena Palta reports.
At the moment, Austin Hills is wearing an orange t-shirt, orange pants, and wrist shackles. He's sitting in an interview room in the San Francisco County Jail in San Bruno.
I've been in custody since December 31st.
Hills was born and raised in San Francisco. He went to good schools, graduated from college. Now he owns a business renting out luxury cars. After an incident late last year, Hills was arrested and charged with arson and making a criminal threat. He's been in jail ever since.
The bail is set pretty quickly, so they usually, like, as soon as you're in custody, they set it pretty quickly.
Because he was charged with multiple felonies, Hills' bail was set high.
They set my bail for $500,000.
Hills has made money, but he doesn't have $500,000. Most people don't. He could have gone to a bail bond agent, but...
Even with a bail bond, I'd still need to come up with roughly $50,000 cash.
Most bail bond companies charge an 8 to 10% premium. For Hills, that's $50,000 he'd never see again, even if he goes to trial and is found not guilty.
That would be gone. That's gone up in thin air, right? Exactly.
Legally, bail has only one purpose, to guarantee that people show up for their court dates. Bail amounts are set by panels of judges in each county, and they vary widely. A person arrested for possession of a controlled substance in San Francisco will automatically be assigned $15,000 bail. In Fresno County, it's $5,000. In Tulare, it's $25,000. Bail can be higher for more serious crimes, but it isn't always. And regardless of their crime, anyone who can make bail can spend the money and go free until his or her trial. In any case, it's expensive.
71% of California's jail population is made up of pretrial detainees who haven't been sentenced and are there because they're awaiting trial. Many of them are there because they can't afford to post bail.
Amanda Gullings is a graduate student at San Jose State University. She's currently writing a report about bail with the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice. And this is the population that she and other criminal justice reformers are now focusing on. The people who are in jail, but who haven't been convicted of a crime and cost taxpayers about $100 a day to keep locked up.
There is a large portion that could be released. What that number is, I don't know.
It's hard to know exactly how much of that population is actually eligible for bail. KLW asked three Bay Area counties how many people could be released if bail money wasn't an issue. None of the counties track that information. However, the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office did a one-time survey of their jail and found that about 24% of the inmates could theoretically get out on bail if they could afford to do so. The San Francisco Sheriff's Department did a case-by-case search for us and determined that about 500 of their 1,550 or so jail inmates that week could theoretically be out on bail. That's nearly a third. Not insignificant when more and more jail space is needed for what used to be prison inmates.
In order for, you know, to accommodate those newly sentenced defendants, we're going to have to make room for them. And that's going to be done one of two ways. That's going to be by expanding the county jails or releasing, you know, that large pretrial detainee population through either bonding them out or pretrial services.
Santa Rosa bail bond agent Dale Miller has a fairly simple solution that he thinks would help a lot.
The bails need to be lowered significantly.
Miller's been an agent for 23 years. He's on the board of two of the state's largest bail bond associations, and in theory, he benefits financially from higher bails. But he doesn't see it that way.
I consider myself a professional gambler.
gambler because every time he writes a bond, Miller's at risk of losing a lot of money. And he says more and more, he's seeing really high bails.
It's frustrating in this county. About 3 years ago, the average bond size was about $8,000 to $11,000. And now the average bond size is over $20,000. And the only reason I can give is judges don't want to appear soft on crime, and DAs don't want to appear soft on crime. And one of the easiest things to do is raise somebody's bail.
Financially, higher bails are risky for Miller. He has a limited amount of cash, so he can either take a small number of big bonds or a large number of small bonds.
Because as a financial decision, bail is basically it's insurance. It's regulated by the insurance department. And insurance works this way. You spread risk among many policyholders. So if you translate that to bail and you're only doing a few $250,000 bonds, any one of those would wipe you out.
Jeff Adachi, San Francisco's public defender, says bail reform should be at the top of the state's agenda.
Who really needs to be in jail? That needs to be the question, not simply what the bail schedule says.
Adachi would like to see lower bails and alternatives to the monetary bail system, like releasing people on electronic monitoring.
The people who are on bail have more money than people who aren't on bail. That's the only difference. It's nothing to do with risk. I mean, by definition, a money-based bail system discriminates against poor people. It's also a risk to public safety because it fails to manage risk. Someone might be a greater threat to the public, but if he has money, he'll go free.
Adachi says that the reason we don't have bail reform, whether it's lowering bails or finding alternatives to the monetary system, is because no one's really looking at bail as a serious criminal justice issue. According to a recent report on realignment by the ACLU of Northern California, 22 of the biggest 25 counties in California are expanding their county jails. Only 9 are actively exploring other options for those awaiting trial. That's likely to change as California enters its second year of realignment in the fall, and counties are left with the option of overcrowding or letting people out. For Cross Currents, I'm Rena Palta.